This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Turn in your ballot. It's due November 5th. Here's Routt County Clerk Jenny Thomas.
Today is the last day to request that a ballot be mailed to you through your county clerk's office. So if you have any changes of address or updates to your voter registration, you're going to want to go online at govotecolorado.gov or hop into the office to see your county clerks and they can update your registration. After this date, you're going to have to come into a polling center to obtain a replacement ballot or vote a machine.
The new Creeks End apartments are opening up for employees at UC Health Yampa Valley Medical Center. A ribbon-cutting ceremony was Friday. The apartments are by Walton Creek and Highway 40 and owned by UC Health Yampa Valley Medical Center to be used to house employees. UC Health Yampa Valley Medical Center President Sonia Fidler says the Creek's End is life-changing.
It's life-changing for the 69 adults and children that are going to live here in the next few weeks and the 34 pets that they're going to bring along with them. But ultimately, it's allowing us to deliver on the mission of We Improve Lives. And it's not just improving the lives of our patients because we have the talented and skilled workforce to provide that care, but it's also just life-changing and being able to improve lives for our own employees and our workforce.
There are 42 units with 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms. Employees must be a full-time staff member at UC Health. Northwest Colorado Health is announcing new staff. The new chief operating officer is Aaron Danu. Susie Mariano is the chief marketing and development officer. Jennifer Mattern is senior director of human resources. Jacqueline McDonald, director of marketing. The Community Agriculture Alliance is celebrating 25 years of the Yampa Valley. The grand opening of Yampa Valley Foods, that's at 3511th Street in Steamboat Springs, sells all products from Yampa Valley producers and ranchers in Northwest Colorado. Marsha Dockenbaugh is a longtime Routt County rancher and former executive director of the Community Ag Alliance.
I think we've been really fortunate to have this organization in this community. It's built a lot of bridges between the urban, the rural, the ski resorts, the businesses, and just our producers. So we're really lucky that it's come this far this well.
Yampa Valley Foods is open every day except Sunday. Yampa Valley Electric's been selected to be part of the USDA New Era grant for about $50 million. The money will go towards buying that power and stabilizing energy costs for members. Also means more jobs will be created. Largest grant YVEA has ever received. An open house for the Mountain Rail Project between Craig and Denver is at 5:30 tonight, Hayden High School. The city of Craig is accepting bags of leaves and tree limbs from 8 to 2 today through Friday, taken by the City Road and Bridge Shop at 1710 Yampa Avenue, only for City of Craig trash customers. The parent education group Steamboat Kids and Phones will host its second event 6:30 tonight at Library Hall, Bud Werner Library. It's homecoming week for the Soraka Rams. Today's theme is Dress Your Type. Tonight's the Powder Puff football game. I'm Shannon Lukens, and that's the news. Read it for yourself at steamboatradio.com, where the locals go for news.